Hello, half of the show tonight we devote to Paddy McAloon and his remarkable abbot, twine men, and a dug-up butcher.
Now, my humble opinion, ergo, plenty of silliness, and ergo, fizmiz, gaily East African anteater-like creature, pangolin. Scaly animal, anteater-like animal, which is not to be confused with the armadillo. I have to say, before this program, I had never even heard of pangolin, but now I know everything there is to know, and the main thing is don't confuse it with an armadillo.
I have an epistemological question for you, Mark. How do you know that? I mean, you're not just being sold some huge hoax, are you? How do you know that? I mean, you're not just being sold some huge hoax. The pangolin does exist, you're sure? Yeah. I mean, the pangolin does exist, you're sure? How do you know that? I mean, how do you know that? Logical question for you, Mark.
It has its own website that it maintains very rigorously.
I'm not sure if... How do you know that? I mean, you're not just being sold some huge hoax.
It has its own website that it maintains very rigorously.
I'm not sure if... I mean, the pangolin does exist, you're sure? I mean, the pangolin does exist, you're sure? That's a sign of veracity in any particular shape or form.
Has its own website that it maintains very rigorously.
I'm not sure if the pangolin does exist, you're sure? The pangolin does exist, you're sure? That's a sign of veracity in any particular shape or form.
Until they're big enough to dig for themselves. The angry ants swarm all over their attacker, but the pangolin's armor is a very effective defense. Its eyes are protected by thick lids, and both its nostrils and its ears have special valves to keep the biting insects out. For its size, the pangolin has the longest tongue of any, and the stickiest saliva.